I'm calling this part of what I'm talking about alternative anatomies, and that's just with photorealism. This was when I was really getting into this. You know, Jurassic Park had just come out, Toy Story was in the making, and there was this, you know, kind of both this excitement and this scare simultaneously of this thing called synthetic actors. You know, that they would take over Hollywood. This was part of, as I said, this obsession with recreating reality, photorealism. When I was getting into this, I was, you know, interested in that myself, but kind of felt that this was an ancillary thing to something that seemed more interesting to me, and that was the idea of using computer animation tools to be able to recreate human anatomy, the structure of human beings, but for perhaps a different reason rather than the how. What I have been kind of interested in is something that I call psychorealism, and hopefully this will like actually start working. And psychorealism deals with the issue of, you know, rather than just simply going through the perhaps somewhat noble exercise of recreating people, instead to use those same tools that you would use to recreate people, but to bring in a different layer. That is, can you use those same tools and use the same and get that same kind of attention and illustration than really in animation or filmmaking? Swiss artist who's best known for creating great science fiction, incredibly big body of work, excuse me, that deals with humans or human-like forms.